From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the program this time with some fusion, and we'll turn first in the set to Japanese guitarist Daisuke Kinuta. Trained at the Berklee College of Music, his debut album, released in 2007 on the Musea label, is entitled Fuzzy Logic, and here he's in a quartet with Kan Sano on keyboards, Jiro Okada on bass, and on drums, Eiji Tanaka. This is On Again, Off Again.
jazz.
Thank you.
We began that set of jazz rock fusion with Daisuke Kinuta from Fuzzy Logic, On Again, Off Again. We then listened to two classic tracks from the 1990s. The second piece in the set came from Alan Holdsworth on guitar and synthax, with Steve Hunt on keyboards, Jimmy Johnson bass, Chad Wackerman on drums, and Mr. I Hate Jazz, jazz fan, as he's referred to in the liner notes, Joel Schnebelt, the opening track of the album Wardenclyff Tower from 1993, 5 to 10. And lastly, from 1994, bassist Michael Mannering, featured here on bass, hyperbass, keyboards, and percussion, Steve Morse on guitar, Steve Smith of the fusion band Vital Information on drums, and John Cuniberti, additional percussion. From the album Thonk, released on Windham Hill Jazz, we heard You Offered Only Parabolas. We'll begin this set of jazz progressions with the Steel Bridge Trio, based in Oakland, California. The trio, consisting of Adam Shelton on alto sax, Tim Daisy on drums and vibes, and rounding out the trio on bass, Safa Shokrai. This is a track from their 2015 release entitled Different Clocks, and it is the title track, Different Clocks. We'll be right back.
Oh,
We began the set with the Steel Bridge Trio, Adam Shelton, Safa Chokrai, and Tim Daisy, respectively, the title track from their 2015 release, Different Clocks, released on their own Relay label. And lastly, the Mosaic Sextet. This group came about as the result of an informal workshop-style collective improv session in New York City. The band, consisting of Michael Jeffrey Stevens piano, Dave Douglas trumpet, Mark Feldman violin, Michael Rabinowitz bassoon, Joe Fonda contrabass, and Harvey Sorgan drums. The album, released on the German Comex label in 1994, is composed of sessions recorded in the late 1980s. The album entitled Today, This Moment, we heard In Progress. And this program is very much in progress. The show is Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And head over to our blog and website for much more information about the show, including full program playlists, and streaming audio is available there as well. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll go back to 1965 for our final set of the hour as we turn to the compilation The New Wave in Jazz. The compilation was first issued as an LP on the Impulse label in 1968. In 1965, Impulse was still very much a new label on the modern jazz scene, but already they had made a name for themselves with some of the top acts of the free jazz and avant-garde music scene of the early and mid-60s. This album is a compilation featuring highlights from multiple live performances at the Village Gate Club in New York City, all taking place on March 28, 1965. We'll listen first to the John Coltrane Quartet. John Coltrane featured here on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, and Elvin Jones on drums, and their improvisation on a jazz standard, Nature Boy. Thank you. two live improvisations on jazz standards, where the melodies could be heard somewhere within the pieces, but for the most part they became lost in the free improvisation of the band. We began with John Coltrane and his quartet with McCoy Tyner, Jimmy Garrison, and Elvin Jones, Nature Boy, and lastly, Charles Tolliver on trumpet with James Spalding on alto sax, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Cecil McBee on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums, and their improvisation on Thelonious Monk's Brilliant Corners, music of Thelonious Monk interpreted without a piano player in the band. Both sessions recorded at the same venue and on the same day, the Village Gate in New York City, March 28, 1965, and both tracks issued as part of the compilation The New Wave in Jazz, an early Impulse Records collection, first issued in LP form in 1968, reissued in the 1990s with some bonus material on CD by the GRP label, which at the time was reissuing many classic Impulse releases, and by that time Impulse and GRP were both part of the larger Universal Music Group. Other pioneering avant-garde jazz performers featured here include Archie Shepp, Albert Eiler, and Grashan Mansour III. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. It has indeed been a pleasure. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Join me again when you can for more of the best in modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.